And now, James Gravel.
In each of our previous lessons on how prayer works, we have examined such things as the necessity of prayer, the power of prayer, the prerequisites of prayer, things for which Christians should pray, and things that prayer cannot do. The privilege of approaching the throne of God in prayer must surely rank as one of the most amazing spiritual benefits afforded the Christian, for it is through prayer that we have access to the very throne of God Himself. With such a marvelous blessing at our disposal, should we not desire to take advantage of it at every possible opportunity by praying without ceasing, just as Paul urged the first century Christians to do in 1 Thessalonians 5:17? Likewise, should we not do everything within our power to remain in a proper relationship with God so we can sustain that privileged communion with our Heavenly Father? It is wondrous indeed to realize that if we sin after becoming a Christian, we can repent of that sin and approach God in prayer to seek His forgiveness. As James said in James 5, verse 16, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Or as Peter told Simon the sorcerer after he had sinned, "Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you." Acts 8, verse 22. God has promised Christians that He will hear and respond to our prayers. The very thought of that should send chill bumps up and down our spines. Why? It is because we understand that prayer moves the hand that moves the world. As God said to King Hezekiah in 2 Kings 20 and verse 5, "I have heard your prayers, and I have seen your tears." Years earlier, God told Moses in Exodus 3 verse 7, "I have seen the oppression of my people, and I have heard their cry because I know their sorrows." The Apostle Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5:7, "Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you." Through prayer, Christians can do exactly that. If you are not a Christian, you are robbing yourself of the amazing blessing of prayer. We urge you to obey the gospel of Christ and become a Christian today.